Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
In professional wrestling, it takes three to tango. The performers in this theater of simulated combat, they have a secret dance partner. The referee. The referee is the magician's assistant.
The referee.
Sometimes invisible, sometimes exactly in the right place, and often way out of position.
Come on, referee, get your ass in there, you son of a bitch.
Referee doesn't sit, doesn't count.
I want to do that. I've always wanted to do that. I'm Colin Hunter, the creator and writer of Kayfabe News. For more than a decade, I've written unreal news about an unreal sport. People often call Kayfabe News the onion of pro wrestling, and that's the best compliment I could ever imagine. I've written thousands of stories, read and shared by millions of people. Not a word of it true, it was just for fun. Now, Kayfabe News is doing its biggest, most hard-hitting journalistic expose of all time. It's a full-length documentary about the unsung heroes of professional wrestling, in zebra shirts, the referees. I've watched wrestling my whole life, but I never wanted to be the next Hulk Hogan or the next The Rock or even the next Stone Cold Steve Urkel. I wanted to be the referee.
Let's go referee, my man.
So now I'm going to learn the ropes from the best in the business. Join me as I learn from wrestlers and referees and promoters and journalists about the bizarre art of keeping the rules in the uncontrolled chaos of professional wrestling. And you can be part of this. We've got cool rewards for every level of support, so I hope you'll hop in the ring with us, brother!
So how does a wrestling referee earn their zebra stripes? It's a question that probably many haven't considered the answer to. But thankfully, one of the great unsung heroes of the internet wrestling world is on a mission to do just that. And he needs some help from us. And in return, we're going to get an incredible story. The man behind The Ref Didn't See It, a brand new documentary on the real story of how zebras earn their stripes, is actually the man behind the unreal news from an unreal sport. I'm talking to Colin Hunter from Kayfabe News. Colin, how you doing?
News, I am doing very well. How are you?
Oh, mate, I'm really good. Last year was the milestone, 10 years of Kayfabe News. When this idea started, we'll get into the documentary shortly, but when the idea for Kayfabe News was born with yourself, did you imagine, like, all these years on, you'd still be breaking the unreal news, as it were?
I had no idea. When I started it, it was really just to entertain myself and a handful of friends and my dad. And I launched it 10 years ago thinking, I'll give this a shot, even if it's just entertaining for me, like a writing exercise. I can combine journalism, my love of wrestling and humor and, the onion sort of style of writing. And I thought, I'll keep doing it as long as it's fun and as long as people keep reading. And both are still true. It's still fun and people are still reading. And thankfully, wrestling never stops supplying me with an endless quantity of things to satirize. it's there's no off season, so you know every week is a new treasure for me.
When it comes to that satirization, obviously with The Onion, there are those times where the streams cross over and all of a sudden you're reading something that you assume is from The Onion and you go, actually, no, this is really happening in the world. Has there been something, and I imagine it's happened so many times over the years, but is there one that springs to mind where something from kayfabe news became non-kayfabe news, if you will?
Yeah, there's been a few times when stories sort of crossed over from the wrestling world to the world of normies. Do you remember when Hulk Hogan sued Gawker and got like $100 gazillion settlement and put them out of business? Right after that judgment, probably an hour later, I just published a headline that said Hogan buys WWE. And of course, wrestling fans were like, ha ha, he got all this money. But people who just saw the news thought, well, that's plausible. That all they know is that Hulk Hogan is a wrestling guy and he just got a lot of money. And so that one jumped from like the wrestling internet to the real internet. And suddenly, you know, there's all these stories trying to debunk whether it's fake news or not. And of course, the wrestling fans were having a heyday watching this fake news go. And interestingly, there's a part of Reddit. There's a subreddit called Not Kayfabe News. And that's where people post headlines that are so bizarre, they seem like they could be hit kayfabe news, but they're actually true. So it's based off a site called Not the Onion, where, you know, the truth is stranger than satire.
What's been one of your favorite interactions with somebody in the real wrestling scape that has come from kayfabe news?
I think it's probably a video that I made with Mick Foley for our YouTube channel, where the premise was he was finally coming clean and admitting that the fall from Hell in a Cell was totally fake, that it was done with wires and CGI and a really soft landing. And so I interviewed him, believe it or not, in a bowling alley in this small town in Canada, in the office. And I interviewed him and did his side of the conversation. And then we got our newscaster, Flippin' Marks, from the YouTube show to do his side of the interview. And Foley was such a good sport. He, you know, for someone who actually endured what he did, to say, oh, it was all fake and I didn't feel a thing and it was all a ruse. You know, we even said, like, but you're the hardcore legend. You've lost an ear in a match. And he said, oh, no, I didn't. He turned his head and we just CGI'd a really bad looking ear. So I'd say he was sort of my favorite interaction through the site. And of course, I don't think I would have had a lot of the opportunities I've had making this movie if I hadn't built up some equity in wrestling over 10 years doing kayfabe news. You know, I can introduce myself to people and say, hey, I'm making a movie. I do this satire site called Kayfabe News. Usually they're like, oh, I get that. I like that. Sure. Come film at our wrestling show. You know,
you're from this sort of fabulous side quest of wrestling that celebrates it, but, you know, to use some a very British parlance, very much takes the piss, but it with love. I kind of put you, Colin, in the same bracket as my mate Matthew from Botchamania, in the sense that it's mockery, but it's with all the love and all the respect and all the adoration. And I'm surprised that not more wrestlers, outside of obviously many have, but I'm surprised there haven't been more wrestlers who have come to you and gone, hey, can we work some magic? Can we have some fun?
Yeah.
Has there been a few?
I have had wrestlers say, hey, could you write a story about X, Y,
Z? Bear with me. I do apologize. My headphones have just popped out.
Oh, that's all right.
There we go. That's I didn't plan. That's a botch for you, Mav.
I have worked with some where they've said, hey, could you do a story about this or that? Which has been just a blast, you know, sort of, again, Mick Foley wrote, he was hospitalized at one point for a knee surgery or something, but we did this whole story where he got a visit from Nurse Austin and, you know, got the bedpan treatment and it has opened up a lot of doors.
Now, well, let's talk about the movie, because this is the big project that you've thrown so much love into. The Ref Didn't See It is the story, and it's away from kayfabe news. It's a very real exploration into the world of wrestling. What was the impetus behind you deciding to explore the realm of the zebra?
I think it's because nobody else has. You know, my background is in journalism. I was a newspaper reporter, and I didn't really have a beat the way other reporters had, you know, a crime or courts or municipal government. I was just writing interesting features about interesting people that sort of fell through the cracks. And so I've always loved the unsung hero story. And once I got this idea, I've been toying with the idea of showcasing the referee somehow. But then I just had this idea, well, why don't I just become one and figure it out first person? So we started following me around through wrestling training and some initial matches and in indie shows. But in the process, you know, I had to learn it's not as easy as it may seem refereeing. There's a lot of ways to screw it up and only a few ways to do it right. And the wrestlers will let you know when you screw it up. But in learning from some of these great referees, including, you know, I've talked to Earl Hebner and Bill Alfonso, but I've also on the indie scene, I've just watched them work and learn backstage. The movie has become about a lot more than just my journey. And so we've got Emily Parker is a second generation referee. Her father was a ref and he died about 5 or 6 years ago. And she's doing this sort of as a tribute to him. And we've got Cameron Adamson. He's ref for Impact. He has no legs. He gets around on his hands, and he's the most hardworking, powerful, positive people to be around. And there's a referee here in Canada, Harry D, who's just a legend. He's been doing it 30 years. And Santino Marella told me, if you don't like Harry D, you're a jerk. So that's his. I like that description. So really, it's a movie telling different stories of why people do this, because, you know, a referee by design doesn't get the spotlight, doesn't get the attention. Ideally, they're invisible, which is hard for a 6'3" clumsy dude to be. So I've got to learn to stay low and stay out of the way. And ultimately, a successful referee is one that you don't really remember, except if there's been like a ref spot. So I've, after matches, yeah, I always say to the wrestlers, like, how'd I do? Any pointers, any critiques? And the last time, a week or two ago, the wrestler said, I didn't even notice you in there, which is the highest compliment I can give. So they don't get any of the credit in the moment, but I thought just this once in a documentary, let's celebrate them. Like there shouldn't be 50 documentaries about the ref, but I think there should be the one.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
You've learned a lot on the process about like how much harder it is than you realize. Is there a particular thing or a couple of things that come to mind when you say that, like some of the things that surprised you about the life of a referee?
Well, just the physical toll for one. You wouldn't think that they suffer the same kind of physical toll, but they're always going up and down with the wrestlers. When the wrestlers are down, the referee's down, and then they're back up. So that's a bit of a toll, but the real challenge is usually a given referee on a show will referee not just one match, but four or five. You know, they'll go out again and again because it's only one or two refs per show. So when you do a 15-minute match and then you maybe do another one, or you have a little break in between. It's a bit of an endurance test, and it's not just physical. You really need to understand the flow of a wrestling match. The referee doesn't have to know exactly what's going to happen, but they have to really keep in mind their role, partly to enforce the rules, but also as a communicator in the ring and someone who, you know, wrestling fans understand the rules of wrestling, but a lot of wrestling shows, there's newcomers. There's always newcomers in the crowd who don't know how this universe works. So the referee's job as like the sheriff in this battle of good and evil is really important to help the crowd understand, even if it's in a sort of subliminal way. That's against the rules. That's not allowed. That heel, I hate that heel because he's taking a shortcut to win. The referee is the conduit through which the newcomer understands what's allowed and what isn't. So it's by the end of a show, you're both energized, but it's surprisingly exhausting because there's a hundred things to keep in mind, including just don't get squished and don't block the camera. Don't block a good view of the audience. Don't get between the audience and the wrestlers when a hold is happening. It's a whole art form unto itself.
There's so much to take in, and you absolutely throw yourself into it. You've spoken in other interviews as well about the referee work. You spoke about how like a near-death experience realigned your focus and put you in a position like to be where you are now, pursuing dreams as a filmmaker. Would you be up for sharing your story?
So calling it a near-death experience is probably too dramatic, but it was a near-death.
We work in wrestling, Dan.
Yeah, yeah.
We should be dramatic.
I like to say I didn't almost die, but I almost died. So what happened was total fluke. I just started my reffing training, and totally unrelated, I had a strep infection that went from my strep throat to a finger, and it infected the finger. And within 24 hours, I had to be in the hospital, and I was stuck there for almost a week. While they tried to make sure I didn't lose a finger or a hand or a life. And at the time, I was working a sort of corporate communications job. I was communications director at a research institute. Great job. But, when you have a moment where you're stuck in a hospital and you're faced with your own mortality, you think, okay, well, what do I want to do with the rest of my time, however long it might be? So, you know, the reason I'm running a Kickstarter for this movie is because this is my full-time job now. I decided to sort of get out of the rat race for a bit because it's full of its own stresses and challenges, and dedicate myself to making this movie. It's actually more than a full-time job working on it. But without a full-time job, I've been pouring a lot of my savings into this movie, and hence the Kickstarter that... we're hoping people can at least, well, what I'm really hoping is that people like the stuff that they're going to get from contributing, and they don't care whether I'm poor or not. So, you know, we've got very cool stuff. We've got trading cards and word games, all this like referee trading cards. And we've got a screen print artist who's doing these limited edition vintage style movie prints. So anyway, these are the kind of rewards you can get.
One of the other rewards for people who donate to the Kickstarter is your game, Mat Libs. I'd love for you to tell us a bit about that, what people will be getting.
Yes, Mat Libs is a book of Mad Libs word games, sort of fill-in-the-blank word games, where I've taken famous promos and speeches and other things from wrestling lore, taken out some of the words, and then you and a friend play Mat Libs by, you know, saying noun, verb, adjective, you fill in the blanks. And so we've got, you know, famous promos by Dusty Rhodes and Hulk Hogan and The Rock and other sort of nuggets that all wrestling fans will probably recognize. But it's really fun to add in the Mad Libs words and hear the result. Did it on a podcast last night. And for a while, it was just sort of wheezing of people laughing.
They're the best kind of laughs, though.
If you really contribute, then you get to, I'll take you to a wrestling show myself, and we get to sit in the, go backstage and everything. So that's sort of the motivation. It's not a money making project. It's a passion project that I hope will lead, just like Kayfabe News has. You don't know what doors are going to open until you do the thing and meet the people and see what happens. So I might be working at Walmart in 3 months, but I will have at least made a pretty cool movie about wrestling referees.
What I love about this is our chat is so magnificent, because yesterday I had a wonderful conversation with Matt Dickey, or M. Dickey, who makes wrestling games. And his whole life ethos has always been, if not me, who? If not now, when? And I get that vibe from you as well, Colin, in the sense that it's like, well, I love a documentary about referees and their story, so I'll make one. And I'll find out.
At first, I did everything I could to talk myself out of this idea. And so I reached out to people in wrestling, like friends like RJ City and Colt Cabana and Mick Foley, a few other people. I floated this idea. I was like, I think I'm going to make a movie about wrestling refs and become one and tell this untold story about the unsung heroes, waiting for one of them to say, it's already been done, or that's stupid. But they said, wow, that's never been done, and that's a cool idea. So, you know, I thought, oh, wow, I usually shoot down 99% of my ideas because they are bad. But this one, this one's got legs, and we're running with it.
I don't want to give like the ending away or anything like that. But I know the one thing that you said to me before we started recording is sort of from this documentary, you, and I quote, found your weekend tribe.
Yeah, that's true. You know, I found myself struggling to enjoy wrestling for a few years there during the lockdowns, because the audience to me is not just a part of the show. They're almost the show. You know, the wrestlers are audience conductors, and that's what they're doing. They're creating emotional moments. And without an audience, I just found it almost unwatchable. So I kept writing Kayfabe News. And I was reading headlines on news websites, but I wasn't really watching wrestling or engaged with it. And of course, live wrestling wasn't happening. And so doing this project, just going back to indie shows and even just, you know, there's time because I'm a ref now at these shows. I've got my stripes. I can go backstage, but I tend not to go backstage. I peek out the curtain and watch the whole show, or just, you know, sit somewhere in the crowd, because the whole thing now is not just enjoyable, but it's beautiful. Like I find this whole enterprise of a wrestling show, not just the wrestling, but the lighting and the ring announcers and the referees and the commentators, and even the crappy venue and the bad microphone and the turnbuckle that falls off, all of those things that make the chaos of a indie wrestling show, I find beautiful. They're all part of the artwork. And I'm like glad that someone hands me a little brush and I get to paint my little piece of that artwork, a little corner of it.
And we're looking forward to seeing exactly what you paint in The Ref Didn't See It, the new documentary. The Kickstarter is ongoing now. I think in terms of where to send them, I know therefmovie.com is a bit of a one-stop shop for everything. But Colin, is there anywhere else that you want to shout? Any other places you want to plug? Anywhere else you want to send people whilst we're chatting today?
No, I think, you know, therefmovie.com, you can see the trailer, you can see all sorts of media coverage, and you can see footage of me getting the crap slapped out of my chest, all sorts of good stuff. So yeah, if people could go there, and obviously if people enjoy Kayfabe News, then I appreciate them reading, and I'm going to keep doing it as long as they enjoy it.
And if you are too lazy to even write that in, look at the description of the podcast. All the links you need are there as well, so you can find them there.
Amazing.
Colin, I'm so excited to see where this project goes, and I will find an excuse to touch base again a little closer to the end of the Kickstarter, and keep us posted on everything you're doing, Colin, on behalf of the wider wrestling world that for well over 10 years has enjoyed the greatest of fake news about an unreal sport. We thank you for your hard work, sir. You are greatly appreciated and very much loved.
Oh, thank you so much. Do you want me to ref count us out with a 1, 2, 3?
I would love it if you did.
Okay, watch this refing skill right here.
Okay, here comes the ref skill. Here comes
1, 2, 3. That's 3. It's over. Bring the ball.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.